That is Elton John with Crocodile Rock on the Magic Morning Show. It's Magic 1-4 Today's Hits, one of the many songs that were chosen right here by our Littles Big Radio stars, Josh, Jillian, Emily, and Jacob. So far, so good, guys. How are we doing? How are we enjoying it?
Awesome. It's amazing.
Amazing.
It's
great. Yeah.
And Jacob, you just got done saying that it's the best day of your life so far.
Yeah.
And you have only lived a short life. That's pretty good. Right? Only 9 years old. That's excellent. You have already had the best day ever?
Yeah.
Can't complain. Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a game called Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Okay? And we're going to do this collectively.
Oh, no.
We're going to do this collectively as a group. So you guys are going to be able to help each other out. I'll have each of you choose some categories. I'm going to be asking you some simple questions. If you get the answer wrong, we don't want to get any wrong answers. If we do, we do. I mean, that's life. But we're trying to avoid the Chucky. So if you hear Chucky, here he is. Ooh, we want to avoid Chucky. Okay. We don't want to hear Chucky. We want to hear the nice noise. We want to hear this one. All right, that is the correct answer that we're looking for. If you get one correct answer in one grade, then we'll move on to the next. There's four questions in each grade, but if you get it right or after bat, we get to move to the next grade right away.
So, guys, it'll be cousins against Gino.
Oh, yeah. Well, you guys are going to play together. I'm just going to ask the questions here. I'll play host.
Okay.
I'm going to play host. I'm going to get some questions for you, and we're going to find out how smart you guys are. Just off the dust, get ready for school coming up next week, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Let's play Are You Smarter than a fifth grader.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader? 'Cause your teacher never back in school. Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
All right, here we go. So we're going to go into the first grade first. Right, first grade, and this is Josh.
Okay.
This is your grade. So I thought Josh should kick us off here, and you're going to choose between the categories of history, English, math, or science. And you're going to have the help from your brother and your cousins here, so do not worry about that. But what category would you like, Josh? What would you like to pick? You got history, English, math, or science?
Math.
All right, that's math question here, and I'll make sure we get a final answer too, but you guys can talk about it. We can go collectively here. We want to make sure we get the correct answer.
Okay.
Here it is.
Yep.
All right, you peer through a window into a classroom and count 20 eyes. All right, 20 eyes. Each person has the normal amount of eyes, so everybody has two. How many people are in the room? All right, think about it. What's your process here? What are we thinking about?
Okay, I already know the question because I'm too old.
You're not too old. You can help, Jake. You're allowed to help with this one.
Okay,
you're allowed to help.
Josh.
All right?
We'll let Josh answer this.
If you have 20
eyes,
you go 20, and then...
20, and then you divide by...
There's no divisions.
Well, no, Josh, you guys can all help. You guys are all playing right now.
Josh,
it's all for the round, so
20,
it's okay.
20 divided by 2, guys.
Yeah, 20 divided by 2 is?
Ding, ding, ding.
Is? What's the correct answer? 20 divided by 2 is? Is?
40?
10.
Yeah,
10.
It's because we're on the radio and there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure on. But congratulations, we made it through the first grade.
Yeah.
You guys have graduated. Congratulations.
Yay.
Excellent.
All right.
All right, cool. So here we go. Now we're in second grade. We're in second grade. Here we are. Jillian, I'll have you choose the category for this one. Same thing. History, English, or math or science. We already did math, so let's try to change it up a little bit.
History.
This is a tricky one. Now remember, if we do get an incorrect answer, we'll move on to another category because we still got four shots to graduate.
I did this for Jacob.
All right, here we go. For second grade, for history, what are the three branches of the United States government?
Oh, God.
Jacob?
Navy?
Three branches.
Army.
We're not talking about the military services.
Oh.
We're talking about the branches of the government.
I can't help you with that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Do we know? Are we going to get a Chucky here? Any wild guesses?
We're going to get a Chucky.
Oh, no! That's all right. It was actually legislative, judicial, and executive. Those are the three branches. Believe it or not, that's a second grade question. So it's okay. We'll move on to the next category. Hopefully, it's a second grade question.
Yeah.
We have left Emily. English, math, or science? Let's try to pass the second grade. What can we do? English, math, or science?
I'm going to say science.
I'm going to go to science.
That's a good one.
All right, here we go.
I think I'll pass.
Collectively, remember, you guys can talk about it within one another, which is where you guys are in it as a team.
Okay.
What is H2O also known as?
Water.
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 Yes.
Water.
There it is. That nice job.
That was an easy one. See? I'm glad I picked science.
It's all how it goes. It's all how it goes. So congratulations. Easy, yeah. We've made it to the third grade.
Ooh,
Jacob.
All right.
No, this is M's.
All right. Well, Emily just picked the second grade question because you guys got the history one wrong.
Right,
so now
yeah.
It's Jacob's choice. Jacob, history, English, math, or science?
I don't know why, but I'm just going to go with science.
You want to go to science again? Science. Let's do it. Here we go.
We're okay. The best at that one.
Now let's think about this one. What is the closest planet to the sun?
Mercury.
Mercury! Yes!
All right, nice job.
That was
really
easy. I was going to say that.
Nice job. All right, we have two grades left. Two grades left. Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Jacob's grade.
Fourth grade. Here we go. We're going to have Josh pick again. Josh, you're going to pick the category for us, all right? We have history, English, math, or science. What do you want this time, buddy? Say it right into the mic.
You can do the same one, whatever you want.
Right. English?
Math.
He's going for math again.
Right.
Really testing your guys' skills here. Josh wants to make sure you guys are ready to go when it comes to math for school. Fourth grade math. A hexagon has how many sides?
Eight.
That was easy.
I'm sorry. That's not correct.
Six.
Yeah. You got it wrong. I told you guys. You got to talk about it. You got to think about it.
It was
actually six. An octagon has eight sides.
Okay.
All right, so that means math is out of the running, but we still have three chances to move on to the fifth grade. Jillian, you can go history, English, or science.
Jill's grade.
Let's try English.
English.
We haven't done that yet, and I have no clue how I'm going to do. But.
All right, here we go. English.
Nope.
What do you call a group of crows?
Group of crows.
A flock?
Ahead. Final answers?
No. Jacob, that's not it.
Final answers? Final answers?
A group? I don't know.
A group? It is not a flock. Oh, no.
That's
Chucky!
Chucky!
Oh,
all right.
Come on.
Actually, the correct answer is a murder. A group of crows, believe it or not, is called a murder.
That's freaky.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy, right?
It's kind of creepy.
All right,
yeah.
Only two more chances. Hopefully, we can make it to the fifth grade. Here we go. Yes, all right, Emily.
Yes.
It's either history or science. History or science. There's two categories left.
Science, please.
Yes.
Science.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Yes.
All right, we're pumped for this one. Here we go. Science.
We got this, guys.
Animals that only eat meat are known as
carnivores.
Yes. Carnivores. Yes, of
course. We made it.
We don't get Chucky, thank God.
Yes.
Right, here we go. This is the fifth and final category.
My turn.
We have
fifth
to
and
do
final
history,
category.
Jacob,
this
I'm sorry.
Is it. Okay, here we go. Fifth and final category. History,
science,
English, math, or science?
Science.
Science.
All right. We're definitely
here
going
we
with
go.
Science.
All right. All right, so the pressure's on for this one. The pressure is on. It's fifth grade.
It's okay,
fifth
Josh.
Grade pressure.
We got this.
Here we go. What are the three states of matter? What are the three states of matter?
Liquid, gas, and...
Not water.
Liquid, gas, and...
And solid!
And solid. All right, judges, is the final answer?
Yes.
Oh, no.
You got it!
Yes!
Absolutely.
Yes! Thank you, Jacob! I just learned about that last year. How about a fifth grade question?
There we go.
We don't know. He was in third grade, but we don't know how that happened.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Jacob.
Congratulations, yeah. Jacob has won it for the team. You guys have made it to the fifth grade. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Big winners on the Magic Morning Show for Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
And we are.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
All right, there we go. We'll be back with final words from our littlest big radio stars right here on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.